the Taxman cometh, and this year, for the first time, he wants to know about your health insurance.
What does the Affordable Care Act have to do with your taxes? More than you'd think. You are going to have a lot of questions.
As a result, some people may owe the IRS more and some will get money back. Either way, Alana Gordon reports this new twist means tax preparers have kicked into high gear, getting ready for new forms, new conversations, and in some instances, unexpected headaches.
Darren Dabner just wants to get his taxes over with, but he's a little anxious this year.
Like last year, I came in and I was like, all right, I expect to get this amount back. And now here I am sitting here, well, I could get penalized, so that's definitely money out of my pocket. So
Dabner's worried about having to pay more because he does not have health insurance. And for the first time, people who are uninsured and don't qualify for an exemption will owe Uncle Sam money, either $95 or 1% of their income, whichever is more. Dabner's 28, healthy, and just graduated from college. He sits in Bill Holtzman's tax office near the Philadelphia Art Museum to find out how much he owes.
I have to brace myself that people are going to feel devastated.
Holtzman has been in the tax business for over three decades. He dons blue corduroy pants, a button-up collared shirt, glasses, and a blue tie.
My responsibility is to give him a different perspective.
Holtzman and the hundreds of thousands of other tax professionals out there have spent an unprecedented amount of time prepping for this tax season. That's thanks in large part to big changes that kicked in this year under the Affordable Care Act. People like Dabner, who don't have insurance, may face a penalty or will have to file an exemption. Then there are the millions of people who have coverage through the Affordable Care Act's online marketplace. For them, there's a different layer of complexity.
Let me print up a form and I'll show you what it looks like.
Okay.
Like you gotta see it.
Holtzman prints out a couple new forms he's been scrutinizing a lot to make sure he's ready to go through them with clients.
This is the 8962. 14 pages.
The form is for people who got federal subsidies to help pay for their insurance premiums. The amount of assistance is based on a person's estimated income for the year. What that means is that now, during tax time, a person who earned more than they anticipated will have to pay back some of that subsidy to the IRS. On the flip side, a person who earned less may get money back.
I know I'm going to feel more stress. I have to change our workflow because of this.
A few blocks away, Stuart Katz, another tax preparer, is also feeling anxious. On a scale of 1 to 10, his level of preparedness?
I think we're about a 6 to a 7.
But it's not just the little guys who are bracing for some confused clients and added work. Kim Busby is a senior tax advisor at an H&R Block office in West Philly.
We did at least 15 hours worth of training just on the Affordable Care Act.
Think role plays and even a segment entirely focused on teaching tax preparers how to become more empathetic.
Empathy has you feel more for the person, where sympathy has you feel more about yourself. So we try to put ourselves in the client's shoes.
Busby says a successful visit will hinge on being able to really help people understand why they may owe a penalty, for example, and what they can do to prevent that in the future. Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, a competitor to H&R Block, has also been putting in extra resources to ready their tens of thousands of preparers.
Here's a couple of ways you might think about approaching it with your customers. First, you can ask them, did you know that the ACA is really just a tax law?
They design their own online curriculum that features infographics, talking points, and role-playing.
Let's say that a family comes to see you, the tax pro, on April 7th. Now, let's say that family answers the questions in the ACA accelerator.
Jackson Hewitt's chief tax officer, Mark Stieber, doesn't think the tax season will actually be as rocky as some preparers might be anticipating. He says, keep in mind, most people already have insurance and really won't be affected.
I would fully estimate about 80% of the tax-paying public will have very minimal impact on their tax return. That is to say, they had insurance coverage for they and their family for the whole year.
And that basically involves checking off a box. But Stieber is anxious about one thing. The deadline for individuals to enroll in health insurance through the marketplace is 2 months before the deadline to file taxes.
Enrollment ends on February 15th. Quite a number of taxpayers will not have filed their tax returns by then and will maybe not know they owe a penalty or may not realize that they're going to owe a triple or a double-sized penalty next year.
But by then, it will be too late to sign up for coverage. As for Darren Dabner, who came into Bill Holtzman's office to get his taxes done.
All right, so your consultation has ended.
Yep.
What happened?
I got a penalty.
He'll have to pay the minimum $95.
Not as much as I thought, so I guess there's a silver lining here.
Dabner says he's now weighing his options. Should he sign up for health coverage through the marketplace or not, and face a much greater fine next year for being uninsured? Open enrollment ends February 15th, so he'll have 2 more weeks to decide. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.